Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is January 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness and His grace, His love and His mercy, and I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain and discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life, I've been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff, and so yes, I am the sheriff's daughter. So we're moving on into January. I would say that there's a lot of people that have blues after the holidays. You know, they say actually in your small business world, when I was helping my mom with her small business, everybody kind of takes a crash after Christmas because nobody's out shopping. Nobody's wanting to spend money. It's like this whole climax of Christmas and New Year's. And then it's like it's shut down until Valentine's Day. So anyways, welcome to January 2019. And I want to share more today about spirit, soul, and body. It was huge to me, you guys, and we got to understand this. Our spirit is jam-packed perfect. Our spirit has nothing lacking. Did you realize when you believe on Jesus, and that's a caveat to what I just said. Once you believe on Jesus, your spirit is 100% perfect. Your spirit doesn't need to grow. It doesn't need anything added. It doesn't need anything taken away. It is absolutely perfect, and it is the same spirit that you will have for all eternity, either in the presence of God or not. I know I keep hounding on that, but you know, if you're making New Year's resolutions and you're wondering what life's all about, you need to know Jesus, and you need to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that when you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, when you confess that He is the Son of God, and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you are saved. Won't you do that right now? I just plead to you to do that right now. So back to spirit, soul, and body. You know, we are so aware of our body. We're so aware of our soul. And another part, you know, another name, soul kind of encompasses your mind, your will, and your emotion. And we are so aware of these two parts of our being that we don't even realize that we have a spirit most of the time. And I'm telling you, if you're wanting to make changes in your life in 2019, you're going to have to start being aware of your spirit as a born-again believer, as someone who has called on the name of Jesus, because your spirit is where it's all at. When you get born again, your spirit is made new. You know, in John chapter 3, this is the story of Nicodemus. And Jesus was very controversial. He was coming onto the scene, and the Pharisees, the religious folk, the guys that obeyed every law and took it upon themselves to make sure everybody else obeyed every law, they were not liking Jesus very much. But Nicodemus was a higher up in this world of religious folk. And so it was in the middle of the night, Nicodemus comes to Jesus. And here's the thing. I just love this story because Nicodemus knew there was something about Jesus. There was no way you could have been around Jesus without knowing. Yes, he was 100% man, but it says even at the age of like 13, he was in the temple, and the people in the temple were astounded at his understanding and his authority. It's pretty awesome. Jesus was an amazing person. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and we're going to pick up the story. So in John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Ew. And so Nicodemus is like, How can you be born again? And you know, a lot of times these are terms in the church that we use that a lot of people are like, it's Christianese is what I would call it. However, there is a biblical stance for the term born again. So Nicodemus says, How can a man be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb? And Jesus says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. When you get born again, folks, your spirit is born again. It is a new creation. And that's what it talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everything in your spirit is brand spanking new, and it is perfect. It is perfect. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, jump over there, it says in verse 17, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Wow. Did you know that when you get born again, your spirit is mixed with God? It is a new creation. It is jam-packed full of God and of you. It is a new creation, folks, but it's only in your spirit. Your soul is the same. Your body is generally the same. I mean, you can hear supernatural stories of, my second ex-husband. I always like saying that because then it makes people think, how many ex-husbands has she had? Well, my second ex-husband, I'll just keep you guessing. Or you could go back and listen to previous episodes and you can find out how many ex-husbands I have. So anyways, my second ex-husband, we had been together, I don't know, for like 6 or 7 years. And we were driving home to Eastern Montana. And we stopped at some friends' house along the way because we had lived in this city before. And when we were there, they were going to throw a big barbecue for us because we were back in town. And so all of our friends, partiers, non-partiers, whatever, all of our friends in this town were getting together for this big barbecue. So I hesitate, sorry, because I'm trying to figure out whether or not I should share this whole story, but God put it on my heart, so here we go. So we are going to have this huge barbecue, right? And my ex-husband decides we should do some acid. And I had never done acid before. And I was like, well, okay, sure. Because that's who I was. I love to have a good time. So before we took these hits of acid, he tells me, he says, now listen, he's like, acid is going to make you like whatever you're feeling. It's just going to like amplify it. So if you have any bad feelings going on right now, if you're having issues, if you're feeling sad, if you're mad at me, we need to know this. And maybe we shouldn't do it, but, because it's just going to amplify it. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I'm okay. I'm ready to try this. And so we took these hits of acid. Within an hour, my ex-husband loses his mind. I don't know what was going on with him, but it went crazy to the point where we left the barbecue and he wanted to drive home to my folks' because he had tremendous respect for my folks and he knew that my folks are Christians. I don't know, but he was like, we need to get there now. It was 6.5 hours away. And so I drove while he freaked out about people following us, about every kind of paranoia thing you can possibly imagine. It was a hell trip, let me tell you that. So anyways, we drive, we get home to my folks' sometime in the middle of the night, and I go to bed, I go to sleep. I mean, I was fine. He basically ruined my little fun time. However, so we go to sleep. I wake up the next morning, my ex-husband's not there next to me, and so I'm like, huh, that's weird. So I go out to the living room in the kitchen, and my brother is there. And what happened was my ex had woke up and went out to the kitchen, and my brother was there reading the Bible, and the acid trip was so bad for my ex-husband that it freaked him out. He saw into the supernatural world, and let me tell you, it wasn't good what he saw, and it freaked him out so bad. My brother was able to share the message of Jesus and the power that we have over the enemy when we believe on Jesus, and he led my ex-husband to the Lord right there in the kitchen of my folks' house. That's amazing, right? I thought it was. I was like, wow, that's so awesome, after so many years of hell and not being on the same plane as my ex-husband, I was like, that's pretty awesome. So here's what I'm saying, folks. He got born again. So his spirit was instantly changed at that moment when my brother led him to the Lord. He was instantly changed. And this is what was amazing to me, and it was unbelievable to me, is the instant change that he had in his soul, in his mind, his will, and his emotions, and in his body. He instantly lost all desire for drugs and alcohol. He instantly had peace. I mean, this man could not go to sleep without the TV. He couldn't just be in peace and quiet. Like, there was this tormenting thing in him that he did not have peace. But from that morning, there was this instantaneous change. Now, this can happen. It's not my experience, though. That is not my experience, because remember, I got born again real young and just lived a life of hell. But But he had an instantaneous change. And here's where, you know, I have to let stuff go because I didn't want to believe it. I was like, don't be telling me that you're all different now. After all these years, you know, I was bitter and I didn't want to stop partying and drinking because I didn't know any different. I needed to be numb because I was doing all these things prior that while I was born again and feeling guilty and condemnation and all this crap. And so now my husband is all of a sudden changed. Yeah, right. Well, he was, folks. And guess what happened? What happened is I come in on the scene and I'm like, okay, well, you know, you can stop drinking. That's all fine, but I'm not going to stop drinking. And so I just, you know, if I would have had an idea of spirit, soul, and body, if I would have an idea of the nature and how God deals with us, things would have worked out differently. But, you know, just like I said last week in Philippians 3, where Paul says this one thing I do, forgetting that which is behind. So I'm saying all of this, and I shared that whole story about my ex because there can be an instantaneous change in your soul and your body. But for the most part of what I know, of what I've experienced, of what I've seen, people would get born again and their spirits changed, but they don't see any change in their soul or in their body. And then they walk away going, am I even born again? I don't understand it. But your spirit is changed. And hey, if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, please give me a call or send me a text at 970-919-0459 or send me a message on Facebook. You can find me there under at Arrested and Free. So your spirit is changed. It's amazing. And your soul and your body is not changed. The only way you're going to see change, and I'm saying this once again because we're in January and we have all these New Year's resolutions, and I'm saying all of that because you're not going to see lifelong change unless you rely on who you are in the spirit. You know, in Philemon, verse 6, it says that the communication of your faith may become effectual. So basically, your faith works. And it says, by the acknowledgement of every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. You are not going to understand that you have self-control over any sort of addiction, over any sort of action. You won't understand that until you acknowledge that in Christ Jesus, in my spirit, I have complete self-control. I have the control that Jesus had to go through the shame, to go through the beatings, to go onto the cross, not just die a death, folks. He became sin. He went up on that cross and gave his life as a ransom for you. Don't tell me that didn't take in self-control. Did you know you have that same exact self-control in your spirit? You're never going to experience that self-control until your mind lines up with who you are in the spirit, until you acknowledge who you are in the spirit. That's when you're going to see everlasting change. And that's where I can say, my life is forever changed. And it hasn't taken effort. The most effort that I had to put into it is reading the word, is starting to believe. Wow, this is who I am in the spirit? You mean in the spirit, I have 100% peace? It doesn't matter what's going on around me? That I, just by acknowledging, I have all peace on the inside of me. That's how you walk into walking in peace, having a peaceful countenance. You know, some of you, you can't even imagine that because you're a bear. I like you, big hairy bear. Okay, so what I want to walk into next is I want to make it clear that you can only sin in your soul and your body because, you want to know why? Because your spirit is vacuum sealed. Your spirit is kind of like when people can, when they're canning, you know, they'll put the cellophane and then they'll maybe back in the olden days, I think they did wax and everything to completely seal that can so that no impurities get in and nothing gets out. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. And I'm going to show it to you because in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, it says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. So after you believed on Jesus, here's what it says. Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Wow, you're sealed. Your spirit cannot sin, folks. I want you to know. It doesn't matter. You can live like a hellion. That's how come some of you are probably listening to me going, how can you say that you were born again and doing the things you were doing? That's why I always asked, how can I say I'm born again and do these things that I'm doing? Am I even born again? Yes, I was. And guess what? My spirit was perfect, but I had not a clue. I had not a clue that I was a new creation, that I was completely brand new in my spirit, that I had God dwelling on the inside of me. I had no idea. And that's how important this spirit, soul, and body message is, because you need to understand that. You need to understand that there is no impurities going into your spirit. Period. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." I never understood that. See, you can hardly understand 1 and 2 and 3 John. You can hardly understand James unless you understand spirit, soul, and body. Because you can look at that scripture and it says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin." How does that even make sense? Unless it is talking about whosoever is born of God. What is born of God? What's born of the flesh is flesh. What's born of the spirit is spirit. And God is spirit. So when your spirit, when you get born again, your spirit is born again. Your body and your soul is not. You can sin in your body. You can sin in your mind. But your spirit, it says, whosoever is born of God, if you've believed on Jesus, you are born of God. And it says, does not commit sin. Wow. That's amazing, you guys. And that's very controversial in the church. So some of you may be shutting off your radio right now because you don't agree with me. Well, that's fine. You don't have to agree with me. All I know is what has set me free and changed my life forever. And this is it. To know that no matter what kind of craziness I've done, to know no matter what kind of craziness I ever get into, that I am right with God, that I am perfect, that I am holy, I'm sanctified, I'm righteous, I'm justified in my spirit. And see, and that doesn't make me want to go live like a crazy fool. No, what it does is it makes me start to live different, because guess what? I'm a jewel. I am a valuable thing. I am carrying around the Most High God that is mixed with my DNA and my spirit. And so it will cause you to live differently. It will cause you to stop acting a fool and screaming and yelling at your kids, or screaming and yelling at your husband. It will cause you, if you contemplate and you acknowledge, like Philemon says, if you acknowledge every good thing in you in Christ Jesus, that's when your faith works. You guys, it's so simple to me now, but it was so hard for me to understand or even believe that any such good stuff was on the inside of me after you live enough years the other way. So we can only sin in our soul and our body. And, you know, James chapter 1, verse 15 really kind of drives that home. James chapter 1, verse 15 says, "Then when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." You know, lust is like a desire, a longing. That it starts in your mind, you guys. And that's the thing with sin. You can't do anything in your body that you haven't already went there in your mind. So a lot of you may be like, "Oh no, I totally didn't. I didn't mean to, you know, have this affair with this gal at work." No, you know what? The idea started in your mind, because I've been there, done that. It started in your mind. And then just like James says, it says, then when lust has conceived, when it's basically taken root in your mind. So now you let that thought come across your mind when you're looking at that coworker. And now it's like, now you're going there in your mind. Nobody can tell me it was a total accident. We just happened to have an affair. No, it's not true. Sorry. So it says, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. So what that means is it starts in your mind and you act it out. It's both ways, you guys. If you start seeing yourself as something other than a sinner, if you start seeing yourself something other than an alcoholic, if you start seeing yourself something other than a drug addict, your body will follow. That's why it's so important for you to see who you are in the spirit. And in your spirit, you are perfect. Perfect. You are perfect in the spirit only when you believe on Jesus. That's the whole gamut right there. I don't even know if that was the right word. Sometimes they use these big words and I don't even know if I'm using them in the correct context. However, it all relies on whether or not you believe on Jesus. So here's a scripture that I want to leave you with this week. I didn't really cover it today, but I'm going to leave it with you because it's amazing. And I want you to think about this. So in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "And because ye are sons..." So this is once you've believed on Jesus and your spirit is born again, and it's perfect. This is what he's talking to. "And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Wow. the heart needs to be interpreted by context. And in this one, it's saying that God has sent forth the Spirit, not just a spirit or any spirit or some of the Spirit. He sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Man, you guys, God loves you. And He, and when you believe on Jesus, your spirit is 100% perfect. 100% perfect. And as always, I have a question for you. And I just appreciate everybody who reaches out and answers my questions and sheds light. And obviously, I'm keeping it silent. So you can feel free to just call me and send me messages anytime. And it sure does bless my socks off. So my question this week is, when you look back through your life and you look back at some of the worst things that you have done, probably the things you're most ashamed of, I would like you to think about and share with me the moment, if you can look back and see the process. Okay, I'm trying to get this out easy, but it's not coming out easy. So look back at the process and where, if you can think about it, you initially started it in your mind. Like I was saying, all sin starts in your thoughts. So I want you to share that with me. I want you to share, like, you know, I just happened to be at work and I thought, you know, my job really wouldn't miss these pens. I remember, me personally, there was one instant I stole toilet paper from my work, which I know that's like, how ghetto can you get? Well, guess what? When you ain't got no money, paper towels just don't do it. I stole toilet paper. And I remember when the thought even crossed my mind. You see what I'm saying? The thought crossed my mind. I didn't do it right then. It wasn't but like a week later when I was out of toilet paper again, didn't have no money until payday, I stole toilet paper, which is really chintzy, but that's the kind of stuff I want to hear. Because I bet you anything that you have done, you can consciously remember when the thought first entered your mind. It isn't like it just all of a sudden took you over. So please give me a call at 970-919-0459 and tell me about it. Give me a call or send me a text message. Otherwise, you can go to my ministry website at juliesministry.org. That's juliesministry.org. Or you can go to Facebook and send me a message there. You can find me at Arrested and Free. So praise God. I pray that you all have a wonderful week. I want you to tune in next week to KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, or 92.5 FM, and hear me then. So I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Beautiful, and I know.
You are the reason why. The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Saturdays at 6 a.m. Did you know that you are probably believing a lie about yourself? You know, we believe lies about people, other people all the time, but I want you to know you are probably believing lies about yourself. Tune in this Saturday at 6 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and find out what lies you're believing about yourself. Bye!